Now we're joined by St. Paul Lutheran head coach C.J. Gifford. And C.J., we'll start with the offensive side of the football. Alex Wheeler, your junior offensive tackle, is your nominee for the Dream Team this year.
Yeah, I nominated Wex. He's just a phenomenal offensive lineman. He did some great things for us and did whatever I asked him to. And, you know, injuries and things, he also had to move around a little bit on the offensive line. He played tackle mostly, but he also played a little bit of guard for us. And if I had needed a center, which I thought I was going to have to at a couple games, he was ready to go there too. Big kid, and he uses his size to bully people around. And he, you know what, he goes to the whistle every play.
What kind of kid is he off the football field?
Off the football field, he's a great kid. You know, and he just loves to laugh. He has a great personality. I have him in class, and I actually just had him in class. He sits in the front row of one of my classes, and, you know, he's engaged in class academically. He's extremely intelligent. Yeah, he comes from a good family. He's just a great kid.
Well, how important is it to have someone like that with that personality to come to your football team, especially when times aren't good?
It's huge, and especially, like, he's a junior. He's getting ready to become a senior. Someone like that with a great personality, you know, is the leader on the team. He's one of those kids that you really want on a football team because he doesn't really have to be, you know, a leader necessarily, take the initiative. People look to him and look at what he's going to do, and they follow his lead. And the way that's what you want. You want somebody like him, when they look to follow someone's lead, you want them looking to a guy like Lex because that's the model you want them to follow.
Is Lex a kid that plays any other sports?
Yeah, he does. He was on the basketball team last year. They went to the Final Four. He's on the team again this year. And I'd have to double check. I think he does a little bit of baseball too.
All right, now we'll switch over to defense. And on the defensive side of the football, you've got another junior, Caden Olson, the inside linebacker. And usually that inside linebacker role is a very important for the leadership-wise for the defense. Is that the case with Caden?
Oh, absolutely. Caden, he didn't have tackle numbers like a lot of the guys in our conference. We had some really good inside linebackers in our conference. But I'll tell you where Caden really excels, and not only the leadership, obviously, is sort of like Lex, except on the defensive side. When things aren't going well, they look at Caden's body language. They look at how Caden's reacting to things. And, you know, and that's exactly what I wanted to do, because Caden is a guy I want everybody on the team to emulate. But Caden can just turn the ball over. He's got a nose for it, and he would just, you know, he created so many turnovers for us this year.
Just like we asked you about Lex, away from the football field, whether it's in the classroom, the community, what kind of kid is he?
He's a good kid. I had him in class Tuesday. You know, he's engaged in academics. That's really important to him. He's a gym rat. He loves to be in the weight room, lifts a lot, and, you know, he's a good kid. He volunteers in the community. Anytime I need a, you know, football coaches get asked to have the big strong boys in the community come out and help things and stuff like that. So Caden's always one of the first ones to volunteer and help out, whether that be moving coach for Project Warmth or moving furniture, whatever I need him to do, he's always first to come out and help.
Well, your Saints throughout the season, they showed a lot of improvement all year. How important and as exciting is it for you to be a second-year coach next year, having these two juniors come back, both as leaders on the field and off the field?
I'm really excited about our junior class. I think we were a young team this year, so we got a lot of guys that are coming back next year. And a lot of guys that got quite a bit of experience in both our sophomore and junior classes. So I'm hugely excited for next year, and to have Caden and Lex coming back. Those are leaders on both sides of the ball, and it's going to be big for us.